Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
All big ideas begin with a spark. And on March 1st through 5th, some of the brightest
I'm Anthony Dragna. This is Politico
all
Energy.
In one place. Zero Week 2021. The new map, energy, climate.
In the energy world, Zero Week is kind of like the event of the year. Sort of what Sundance is to the world of film. Zero started putting some of the biggest names in the oil and gas world together in the same room about 40 years ago. And in a non-COVID world, my colleague Ben Lefebvre would probably be in a huge conference building in Houston, picking up pens and stress relief balls, and running frantically between rooms covering panels with some of the biggest names in the industry.
Daniel Yergin, Bill Gates, John Kerry, Lisa Murkowski.
But in 2021, things look really different. And not just because all these events are now virtual.
As I'm listening to the speakers this morning, it was basically like Bill Gates, you know, former Microsoft CEO, talking about, you know, green cement.
Only an entire generation committed to making this a political priority in at least all the rich countries for all of those 30 years gives us a chance.
So you can see where this conference just kind of takes things all over the place now. And I just finished listening to a session that featured the Goldman Sachs guy in charge of like commodity investment analysis, who was talking about how copper is going to become the new oil.
Copper is now your strategically most important commodity because it used to electrify the world. So copper is your new oil, and that's the one that really has the upside potential here.
How metals are going to become like extremely important, and how that's going to change geopolitics, where places that have a lot of copper deposits are going to be all of a sudden, you know, very relevant to the energy world. So it's kind of morphed into that.
So today we're sending Ben a care package of useless swag while he sits on all these Zoom calls, and we're taking you into his brain as he covers Zero Week 2021. It's Tuesday, March 2nd. Okay, so let's enter this virtual breakout room titled Zero Week 2021 versus 2019. Key differences.
It's different, and as I mentioned, it's kind of like you even had the CEOs of Shell and BP and Hess Corporation, like these oil companies, talking about energy writ large and not oil exclusively.
And our clients are asking and are demanding some other kind of energies.
How can we accompany our customers really on this transformation journey in the energy world?
Over the past, you know, maybe decade or so, since the U.S. oil boom started kind of gaining traction in the mid-2000s, you're seeing a lot more, like the pool has gotten bigger as far as like how many people are swimming in it. I think this year we counted 8 or 9 Democrat government officials, you know, either from the Biden administration or from Congress, coming in to talk about policy. There's just a lot more people who have their hands in what had once been a fairly narrow, you know, industry.
All right, let's check what's next on the program. Aha, here it is.
How is the energy world responding to the Biden administration's climate agenda?
It hasn't been discussed too much yet. There's been discussion as kind of the climate agenda for the world writ large. You know, I've been covering this conference for a number of years. In this one, what's kind of struck me is right out of the gate, that there's less focus on oil as oil and more of it as the world's energy needs are changing.
We have decided that we need to be there for at net zero emissions as well.
But even like the CEOs of Shell and BP and Hess are saying things are changing and you can't just rest on your laurels and say you're an oil company.
And you want to be a force for good in society. Then, of course, you have to go with where society wants to go.
The BP CEO Bernard Looney says, this is a moment where we have to reinvent the company. The world continues to move quickly, and the reasons we have to move are clear.
So yes, net zero is both, I think, a societal imperative, therefore you could argue a moral imperative for a company that wants to be on the right side of history. And it's an amazing business opportunity then.
Next up is breakout session number 3,
the financial world and the future of fossil fuel investments.
One of the things that also kind of hit me was Maynard Holt, who's the head of this really kind of influential investment firm in Houston. He was on today basically saying, you know, investors don't like this industry anymore. I mean, just saying flat out, you know, he's basically speaking to, like, for us at Politico, you know, we talk a lot to Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan in Alaska, who are, you know, desperately trying to keep oil and gas development chugging along in their state. But, you know, especially with Senator Sullivan saying, oh, banks are leaving the industry and it's because, you know, it's discrimination. They're being politically correct. Maynard Holt over at Tudor Pickering Holt says, things that don't make money for shareholders are being decapitalized, which is basically saying if your project's not making money, you're not going to get investment interest.
Final talk on today's program.
The days ahead, what to expect from the rest of CERAWeek 2021.
What I'm looking for are any announcements that show the money is going where the mouth is. You know, someone mentioned, you know, I think it was BP, you know, their CEO was going on about how they've got to, you know, decarbonize. Someone mentioned on Twitter, well, yeah, but they still own 20% in this big Rosneft, you know, Russian oil project. That's not in line with the kind of investments they're talking about. So I'm looking to see about how much is going to be shown. The other thing I'm looking at is, as the Biden administration folks kind of come in, what kind of numbers are they going to put on any sort of emissions policy, or, you know, for dollars figures for how much they're going to be investing in any new technology. So I'm waiting to see where the Biden folks, if they give us any details on what they're thinking policy-wise, what numbers they have to hit.
This conference has ended.
Also, on Monday, two Democratic senators introduced a bill that would send billions of dollars to create clean energy jobs in once fossil fuel reliant sites. The bill was introduced by West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Michigan's Debbie Stabenow, and sponsored by Republican Senator Steve Daines. It would expand a tax credit meant to attract clean energy manufacturing and recycling to areas with high unemployment. The bill also includes $4 billion for companies willing to create jobs in high unemployment locations. According to the sponsors, the bill also has the support from the White House, but it's unclear how much work either congressional Democrats or the administration will put into seeing this bill through. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, then like it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. It helps more people find the show. And for your daily fix on the Biden administration, Congress, and power in 2021, subscribe to Politico Playbook, the unofficial guide to official Washington, at politico.com/playbook. I'm Anthony Dragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.